Well, I've come to the MBO area to look at the situation and get a feel for the situation in the area of Western Equatoria. I've been travelling around the country, as most people know, as the SRSG of UNMISS. Getting out of Juba and meeting people in the various places around the country. What I was struck by in the MBO was how green it is, how lush it is, how people here are very hard working. They're excellent farmers, and their produce has been going from this part of the country all around the rest of South Sudan. In fact, this is the food basket of South Sudan, and it's been important in terms of the food it produces here to feed the rest of South Sudan. Unfortunately, there's a shortfall now because of the crisis and the conflict. And much of the food that used to be produced here is not being produced this season because people have fled their farms, and so as a result, it's adding to the shortfall of food in South Sudan, which is it's a real tragedy.
How best do you think people can look into this potentiality and help the situation so that the farmers get back to their farms?
Well, it's obviously most importantly is the conflict needs to end, and the people who we're just meeting this afternoon who have fled their farms can go back to their villages and back to their farms and start planting. And it's incredibly important over the next couple of months, because the rainy season's coming and this is the planting time. And if we miss this planting time, it means people are going to be stuck for another year. We have to go through the cycle of dependency on food aid. This is a real problem. And, when I was speaking to people here, both the people who were displaced, the people on the street, even the government officials privately said, yes, this is the real problem. And it's having huge knock-on effects across the country, because it's affecting their food production in the country and the economy of the country.
It is a real problem that may need a remedy as soon as possible. You have vast experience. According to your profile, you have been working in similar scenarios in other countries, and now that you are in South Sudan, how best do you think the people of South Sudan can address their differences and see into it that peace prevails?
I think that's the most important thing, and one of the issues and one of the areas that we were asked to look at today by both the governor, the acting governor, and the various ministers that were here as well, was to look at reconciliation. How can we bring groups together? And I mean, that's one thing that the UN and UNMISS has done right across the country. Often, you know, it's often very not secret, but it's below the radar. Small groups getting together, workshops happening, meetings happening. We're facilitating that, and as a result of that, there's a number of areas where we could have had conflict and we've been able to avert it. This is an area which I think is critical, because it does seem to me that many of the issues here are not really deep issues. They are, in some ways, they're out of circumstance. Young boys who have been given guns, who are formerly of the Arrow Boys, and who are now broken up into other groups, possibly willing to come out of the bush and reconcile, and we've got to try and give them a chance. But what it does need to have is a receptive side on the side of the SPLA leadership to say, okay, we will keep our forces in check, so that we don't have abuses, and that so people can go back and we can have a reconciliation program. I don't think it's that difficult necessarily, but it needs willingness on both sides.
You have described this region as a breadbasket for the country, and that can boost the economy of the country. What is the mission's stand to see it with this potential is turned to reality?
Well, obviously, if we can get this, we can get the security situation under control. I mean, and the people have got confidence to be able to to go back and start working and start farming, then I think this place has got extraordinary potential. I mean, it's a wealthy area. It's got a well-educated population in general. They are very productive farmers on the ground. And what I was interested in hearing today from the governor's office and the various people there were saying, we don't want food aid. We probably need it in some places, but we don't want food aid. We want the means to be able to increase our production. That will help the country. That will help us financially, and the economy will benefit as a result. And I have to say, it's one of the first places I've heard that being said, and I was very heartened by hearing, "Please help us to help ourselves," because that's what it was all about, and that's great.